I've come to the home of Choir Fen Aperies and Steve and Margot Holmes. And in front of us, we've got a very unusual hive, Steve, haven't we? What is this?
This is a glass-sided hive called an observation hive. It's basically a section of a hive which we use to take out for demonstration purposes.
Now, earlier in the week, I was at Peterborough with Paddy Ivans, who runs a strawberry farm, pick-your-own site, you know, and he hasn't got any strawberries at all this year yet. You've got a similar thing with the bees and no honey at all.
No, there's a little honey there, but we daren't take it off because if the weather turns again, then the bees are going to need it for themselves. So there isn't, so far this year, any crop at all.
And how many colonies have you got here?
We run about 30 colonies at the minute. Yes, we had an email from the National Bee Unit the other day saying that to beware and watch your colonies because they can't get out and that the colonies are in full swing at the minute. They are starting to starve, so we are actually now having to start to feed ours. It's purely the we had the warm weather early on in the spring, and then it went cold. And in the warm bit to start with, the bees really expanded. The queens got into lay and there was thousands and thousands of bees in the hive. Then it went cold, so the bees obviously then need to feed. And now they've eaten all the stores they've got and they can't get out to get any more, so they're now starting to starve.
So, Margot, you've been feeding the bees yourself. What sort of stuff do you feed a bee?
Well, we've actually fed them ready-to-roll royal icing this year. It's a solid block of icing that we can actually put on top of the frames so the bees can just come and take it as they please. So we actually started doing that at the end of April.
And I believe you've been getting a cash and carry and buying bulk loads of it, haven't you?
Yes, as a beekeeper, you can get a cash and carry card to buy all your sugar or icing so you can feed bees, yep.
I assume you'd feed them honey.
We can feed them honey, but it's quite thick and they would then have to water it down if they wanted to use it as feed. Or we can make a sugar syrup, which is just basically sugar and water. But the danger with that is if they do then start collecting the nectar ready to produce the honey for us, we don't know whether it's going to be the honey that they've produced or the sugar syrup we've given them. So the royal icing, the block of icing, is the best thing to feed them on this time of year.
So how many years have you been keeping bees?
5 years. We started in 2007.
And this is very unusual that you've got to feed them yourself.
Yeah, this is the first time we've had to feed them at this time of year. So, yes, it is.
Now, what do you think the outlook is for these bees and your honey production? Because obviously you have the honey produced and you sell it here, don't you?
Yes, as part of our business we do sell honey, and unfortunately this year there may not be any, so the cost of honey in your local shops and that may well go through the roof if we're all in the same boat. Very possibly a very big shortage, or certainly for us at the minute, unless we get some good weather in the next month, 6 weeks, then there may not be a crop at all.